Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollys. All rights reserved.
This is Speaker Gerald Polly. It's October 20th, 2007, and here's Jesus. This first segment was originally released March 18th, 2003.
Misery, you mentioned in yesterday's segment that the race your mother worked with is entirely opposite from her own. Can you explain how they are different from the human race? I'm sure our listeners would like to know.
Well, to put it bluntly, Alora, the human race is young, inexperienced, cruel, jealous, vindictive, hateful, whatever words you want to put in it. It is still undeveloped. They are very young souls. They are very aggressive. They want to take everything they see, and they don't understand that they have to respect and understand the property of others and show other people respect and dignity, even if they're different. The race that this woman comes from that is working with my mother is old, very old. It is advanced. It is very advanced. And it has come to understand that you have to live in harmony with each other, that you have to let others have different ways, that there are different ideas and different ways of looking at things, and each race cannot do everything exactly the same. They have developed a society that is far beyond that of Earth, and that this race can develop a religious teacher, a religious leader, almost exactly like my mother, is a marvelous fact and a marvelous thing that two societies so different have developed such a wonderful teacher is a fine example of the glory of the Father and the wonders that the Father can do anytime, anywhere, any place. This is what I am trying to say, Alora. This is what I am trying to tell people about the difference in these people.
Ah, now I get it, Nazarene. These people sound like some I would like to meet. I'm glad you found them.
Actually, Alora, Demetrius found them, or they found him, one or the other, I'm not sure which, but I'm very grateful they did.
We'll be back after the break.
Speaker Gerald Polly here. Do you like tales of men, ships, and the sea? Have I got one for you. The River Lady, a story that I wrote some time ago that is now available free online.
The address is
voicesfromspirit.com/rl/links.htm.
We're sure you'll love it. Jesus here. Alora is busy, so I am going to take this episode by myself. We are asked, Lord, I love you, but how can you say that there is something greater than me? How can you say that there are other races out there in the stars that are doing better than my race is doing, that is doing better than I am doing, that follow God better than I do, that follow God better than my people do? Why can't some of the things that my people do be accepted, even if they are a little outside of what other people think is right? Why can't we have a little bit of difference? Why can't we be accepted? The answer is simple. God created perfection. The people out there in the stars went through their period too, where they were corrupt and didn't understand some things, but they overcame it. They came out of it, and they grew, and they became perfection. They understand God, and they follow God perfectly. Mankind is still rebellious. Mankind still wants to have their own way. Your fathers have put false teachings into God's way that God cannot accept. And as long as those false teachings are there, man will not be perfect. Man has to be made perfect, and that is what we are trying to do. God will never accept imperfection. That is why man is dooming themselves.
We'll be back again.